Hey everyone, ready to dive deep into the world of Gen AI? It's a buzzword on everyone's lips, but actually putting it into practice in a business, well, that's a whole other story, isn't it?
Absolutely.
Especially, I'd say, for someone like you listening who's got to make those big decisions about this new tech. So that's why we're doing this deep dive today. It's on this white paper, Enterprise Information Architecture for Gen AI and Machine Learning.
Mm-hmm.
Now, I know the title might sound a little intimidating, maybe, but trust me, it's worth a look, especially for anyone in the business world. It was put together by Solix. You know, they really know their data, and industry expert Robin Bloor. So you're getting some serious expertise here.
Yeah, what I really appreciate about this paper is it doesn't just like throw you into the AI jargon pool without a life preserver. It starts with something every business leader can understand: Enterprise Information Architecture, or EIA.
Right, EIA, let's break that down a bit. Think of it like, the operating system for your entire company's data. And I don't just mean IT systems, this is bigger. It's about how information flows, you know, throughout your whole organization, impacting decisions, how you operate, the whole nine yards.
And they illustrate this really well using Bloor's simple model of IT.
Okay.
It breaks down the core parts: users, software, data, and hardware. Which, when you think about it, applies to something as simple as like texting on your phone,
right?
But it also scales up to these massive, you know, enterprise systems.
Yeah, and you know what really brings it to life? Is they've got this graphic in the paper, figure one. It visually represents Solix's cloud solution architecture based on this model. I'm not going to get to all the technical bits, but let's just it shows you just how complex this stuff gets in a big organization.
Mm-hmm.
Really makes you realize why you need a solid architecture, otherwise it's just chaos.
And that's precisely where the paper's central argument comes in. They say that an effective EIA, it's like an enterprise operating system. It brings order, efficiency to all these moving parts: the data itself, the cloud, the apps your employees use every day.
Right, right. They get into specifics too. Like they use Solix's own data fabric as an example. It handles three main categories of data: production data, analytical data, and content data.
Yeah. It's like, think about it this way. Just like how the OS on your computer manages all your files, the data fabric makes sure the right data is in the right place at the right time for different users and purposes.
Mm.
Efficiency.
I like that. And here's something I bet our listeners will appreciate. They talk about archiving to the cloud as a big cost saver. This isn't just some tech term. It directly impacts a company's finances, you know, bottom line stuff.
Absolutely. And the paper does a really good job of putting all of this into context. You know, we've been through data revolutions before, big data, Hadoop, all that. But Gen AI is different.
It's a whole different ballgame, right? They actually dedicate a whole section to explaining what makes Gen AI so different and why we need a new approach. We're not just talking about automating simple tasks anymore. We're talking about AI that can learn, adapt, even create.
Yeah, they highlight four key abilities that set Gen AI apart: its power as a chatbot, its creativity, its coding abilities, and the potential for private LLMs.
Each one of those has the potential to totally change how we work, you know, across pretty much every industry.
Yeah.
But, and there's always a but, right? The paper is very clear. Gen AI is powerful, but without the right architecture in place, it can quickly become a nightmare.
Oh, for sure. Security, compliance, even just figuring out what data to UEC for your AI becomes incredibly difficult without a solid foundation. You know, one thing that really stood out to me in this next part of the white paper is how they tackle the practicalities of actually implementing Gen AI.
Yeah, it's not just about understanding the potential. It's knowing how to actually put it into practice. And they really nail that with this whole section on security.
It's like they're reading your mind, you know? They acknowledge right up front that security is a huge concern with AI. All this data, the potential for misuse, protecting sensitive information, they address it all head on.
And they don't just like gloss over it either. They get into specific strategies, things like role-based access control, encryption, even data masking. That one was fascinating to me.
Data masking, what's that?
So imagine like redacting a document, but for your entire data set.
Right.
You can hide sensitive info within the data itself. So even if someone unauthorized gets in, they can't actually see the important stuff.
Oh, that's clever. Like a built-in safety net for your data.
Exactly. And that's where having a strong EIA, remember that enterprise operating system we talked about, that becomes so crucial. It lets you implement these security measures across your entire data landscape.
So it's not just about the AI tools themselves. It's having the infrastructure, the framework to manage them properly.
Exactly. And that's where Solix, you know, they're really positioning themselves as leaders here. They're not just selling AI products, they're selling a whole approach to adoption.
Yeah, it's like they're saying, hey, we'll give you the tools, but T will also help you build the house to put them in, which is what companies need with something this big, right?
For sure. Now, another part that I thought was really interesting was the discussion on all the different types of AI models, architectures. It can get overwhelming trying to figure out what's right for your
Oh,
business.
absolutely. And the white paper does a great job of breaking it all down. They go into supervised learning, unsupervised reinforcement learning, even delve into specific architectures like deep neural networks, convolutional neural
Yeah,
networks.
don't worry. If you don't get all the jargon, the main takeaway is that there's no one-size-fits-all solution. The right AI approach depends on your needs, your goals, and the data you have.
And Solix acknowledges that. They're not pushing their own solutions as the only answer, which I appreciate. Instead, they give you a framework to evaluate different options, make smart choices based on your own situation.
Right. And they even go further, talking about the importance of the right infrastructure, scalable computing power, those robust data pipelines we hear so much about, specialized tools to manage and monitor your AI models.
It's like they're saying, listen, AI is not magic. It takes planning, the right resources, a solid foundation.
Totally. And remember, all this goes back to their big idea of EIA. It's the foundation for successful Gen AI. Without it, you're trying to build, I don't know, a skyscraper on sand.
I love that analogy.
Yeah.
They make it clear. Investing in your EIA means investing in being ready for AI.
Now, we've been talking tech a lot, but this white paper doesn't forget the human side either.
Yeah.
There's a whole section on the impact of Gen AI on the workforce.
Right. And that's where it gets really interesting. They talk about how, yeah, some jobs might be displaced, but also how AI creates brand new roles and opportunities.
It's not about replacing humans, but figuring out how humans and machines can work best together.
Right. They even get specific about the skills you need in this AI-driven world.
Data literacy, critical thinking, problem solving, being able to adapt quickly, those are going to be in high demand.
And they make a strong case for why companies need to invest in upskilling, reskilling their people now to be ready for this change.
Because ultimately, it's not just about the tech, it's about the people. And Solix, they get that.
So we've covered security, infrastructure, the different AI models, even the impact on workers. What else is there?
Well, they actually dedicate a whole section to real-world case studies showing how companies are already using Gen AI to get results. Different industries, different applications.
That's where the rubber meets the road, right? Seeing it in action. They give specific examples of how companies are using Gen AI to like improve efficiency, make smarter decisions, even create new products and services.
Yeah, it's one thing to talk about potential, it's another to see how it's actually working. And these case studies, they really bring it all home.
They even give you numbers, you know, showing how Gen AI leads to actual cost savings, revenue growth, happier
It's
customers.
like they're saying, look, this isn't hype. Gen AI is delivering real value for businesses right now.
And they picked these case studies from a bunch of different industries, so you can see how broadly applicable this stuff is.
Healthcare, finance, retail.
Yeah.
There's something for everyone. It proves that Gen AI isn't just for one sector, it's really changing the whole economy.
And as we wrap up this part, I think the biggest takeaway is that Gen AI isn't the future, it's now. This white paper gives you the tools and knowledge to not only understand it, but to use it for your own success.
So if you're feeling lost or overwhelmed, this white paper is a great guide. It's like a roadmap to navigating Gen AI and making it work for you.
And we'll be back after a short break to explore the future of Gen AI and how this white paper can help you prepare for what's to come.
Okay, we've talked a lot about what's in this white paper, but I think for our listeners, the question is, why should I care? We're all busy people. Why download another white paper?
You know, that's where the conclusion of this paper really got me thinking. It doesn't just summarize, it makes you think bigger, you know? It asks, what kind of future do you want to build with Gen AI?
Oh, I like that. It's way more engaging than just visit our website for more info.
Exactly. And it brings it all back to that idea of enterprise information architecture, the EIA. Even if you're not jumping into Gen AI today, having your data foundation solid, that's crucial for any business these days. Things change so
So
fast.
it's like future-proofing, even if your AI strategy right now is basically wait and see.
Right. They argue that the principles of a strong EIA, data governance, security, understanding how your data flows, that's important no matter what tech you're using.
I think every listener can relate to that.
Yeah.
We've all had that feeling of data being a mess or not being able to find the info we need when we need it. This white paper is offering a solution for that, even beyond the AI stuff.
And they do a great job of tying it all back together. That enterprise operating system idea, it's not just about the tech itself. It's about making better decisions, innovating faster, having a business that can compete and adapt, you know?
So for our listener out there, it's not about whether you're using GenAI right this second. It's about setting your company up to win in a world where data is just becoming more and more important.
And this white paper gives you the tools to do that. And as great as this overview has been, there's so much more packed in there that we couldn't cover.
So if you're even a little bit curious about GenAI or just want to, you know, level up how you handle data in general, check it out. It's called Enterprise Information Architecture for GenAI and Machine Learning from Solix and Robin Bloor. Easy to find with a quick search.
Think of this deep dive as the appetizer, but the full meal is waiting for you in that document. We've given you the highlights, but the details, the practical advice, the case studies, it's all in there.
And with that, we'll wrap up our deep dive into GenAI and enterprise information architecture. Hopefully you're not just walking away more informed, but also inspired, you know, to really think about your own data strategy, how you can use these tools to build a better future.
Couldn't have said it better myself. Until next time, everyone, keep diving deep, keep learning, and we'll see you on the next deep dive.